Welcome back to another episode of Pinkies Up. I'm Emma.
And this is Jada.
And this week's topic is turning a new leaf.
Ooh. And, are we talking like autumn or like leaf? Like, you know.
What? Or like a tea leaf, you know. There's a lot of different leaves. No. Jokes and puns aside, no. This is actually a message that here at Pinkies Up for both Jada and I that we are going to be taking a little bit of a break.
Oh, not the B word.
I know, it's not a good one. No, so Jada and I, it hasn't been a very easy decision for us to make.
Not at all.
But Jada and I have talked quite a bit over this summer while we've been recording the episodes that it is in our best interest right now to kind of take a break from podcasting.
Yes, and you guys, it's not even you guys, about us, like, having busier schedule. Oh my gosh, it's not you, it's me. Oh, wow,
it's classic. A literal breakup.
But we're not breaking up with you guys as listeners. It's just that our schedules are becoming so much busier, and life is taking us to different paths, and we feel like we shouldn't be giving you guys half-stepped or half-baked content if we're not able to really have the time to do that. So we figured we'd end things on this note.
Yes, it's not, so like Jada said, we're not like completely, this is not like the final episode of Pinkies Up. We would love to continue doing it, but just like Jada said, both of us are having very busy schedules as fall sort of comes, going back to school and all of that. We just have really busy schedules, and we've always tried to pride ourselves on really good quality content that you guys would like, and we don't want to just crank out episodes just to put them out there. We want to make sure that if we are putting stuff out there, we want to make sure that it's the best and that you guys really enjoy it.
And honestly, no one likes fillers in their food, and we're not going to be putting fillers on our podcast because this is what we sip tea and we keep it organic.
Oh yeah. I love that. I love that. And I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I have had 4 seasons in the span of literally like a year and a half. We started Pinkies Up in December of 2020. And, you know, right now it's August of 2022. So like we've cranked out 4 seasons in the span of about, oh my gosh, almost two years.
It's freaking crazy. And on that note, I think it's amazing how within that like year and a half, we were at 1,200 streams, you guys. Like,
I know,
1,200, and I'm just like, we couldn't have done it without you guys at all.
No, we are so incredibly shocked. I remember when Jade and I, we just kept seeing the viewer count for all of our podcasts just climb a little bit more and a little bit more. And then finally, I remember being so excited when I saw we hit 1,000 streams. Like, that was so incredible.
It was insane. But did you ever get to a point where you, like, weren't even looking at it anymore? It was just to a point where you were just, like, we were just making podcast episodes? Because that happened to me.
For me, it was never actually, this sounds so cheesy and stuff because people will say this about their music or writing or art, but they're like, it was never about the fame. And that sounds so, now that like we're famous, because we definitely aren't like a big, big podcaster, right. But like, you know, it never was about like, oh, let's just, you know, like see how many views and clicks we can get per episode. I think Jaden and I, we really started this just because it was, I know we mentioned this in a past episode, but we just really wanted to do this because it was something fun to do, and it was an idea that we had started actually in March of 2020, like during the COVID pandemic. Like,
yes, Lord, it was one of those spontaneous ideas that ended up blossoming into something so beautiful. Like,
and we just put it out on our social media, just wondering, like, you know, hey, because, I mean, if we didn't promote it to a certain extent, it would literally just be us talking and recording it with nobody to listen to. And so we just, you know, kind of just casually put it on our socials. And then the next thing you know, people are actually, like, listening to it. And that was awesome. Or people sharing it. Like, that was incredible.
And it's nice to know that people actually want to hear what we're thinking, what's on our minds. And it's like, oh, wow, you want to know what goes on in my head? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we've always wanted it to be, to this podcast, to be like a place where people could come and just kind of like laugh and talk, like forget about what was going on and just hear us talk and laugh. Because I mean, on our podcast, we didn't have like heavier topics like certain podcasts do, but like, you know, we had those more formal podcasts such as like, you know, skincare or how to deal with your mental health and self-growth and what makes you happy. But then we also had a bunch of like really just fun, not stupid in a sense, but just like fun lighthearted episodes where we could just like talk and laugh, and it was just so crazy and fun. And we wanted people to like come to our podcast, and maybe if they were having like a rough day, they could put on an episode and just kind of laugh about it for a while. Yes,
and life can get so serious. So what's wrong with just having a lighthearted, well, hearing a lighthearted conversation that you're so much part of?
And we wanted it to be relatable too. We wanted it to be like something where it wouldn't, you know, just pertain to one age group, but to be able to have a bunch of people laugh about it. So like, for example, I'll take our like Generation Zesty episode where we talked all about Gen Z. You know, if you're part of the Gen Z like age group, you're probably like, oh yeah, I relate to it. But then, you know, for if there are older viewers out there, they'd be able to be like, oh, so like this is like what they're obsessed with, or like this is how they act or what their thoughts are, instead of, you know, just kind of dismissing us as like that young generation
uncultured,
doesn't know anything. Exactly.
And the thing is, literally, you loving the 60s and the 50s and the 40s, and me, I don't know what I do, but I
your
like
70s, your 70s.
I'm the 70s. Yes, yeah. We do love the 70s. And it just showed that we have like such a wide range of knowledge that, you know, even people who aren't in Generation Z, they will understand like, hey, these kids are actually, they know a little couple things. And I was like, yeah, you would never know unless you had that conversation, or at least listen to a conversation.
Exactly. Now, Jada, what was your favorite episode to record in the past 4 seasons?
Oh, God. All right. I have to say my favorite episodes.
There's a lot. I actually don't even know how many episodes. Probably should have counted, but there's a lot of episodes we've had.
I honestly, there's so many, but I could tell you what it's about. So, like, honestly, the Think Tanks, by far, I love them all. Those are all my precious babies. I love them. They are, like, I'm a mother of many when it comes to Think Tanks.
Six of them.
Hey, I'm about to push help my mom. I'm about to beat her. Let's go.
Oh.
She's got 7, guys. Just, anyways. And the next is, I believe, Never Have I Ever and Cupid Sucks at Archery. Like,
oh, you got a top 3.
I do, because, like, okay, Never Have I Ever, it's the whole baby comment with the whole flying in.
If you haven't listened to that episode, you guys have to go check it out. It is just so funny.
Yes. And then the reason why I think Tank is within one of those episodes, we said something about would you rather something or window shopping. I'm like, hey, does it count if you're on a Windows?
That was the episode, was the last time I that was yeah. Like, oh, those were great.
That's wonderful. And as for the Keeper Sucks at Archery, we were really like getting to the nitty-gritty of our passions.
Oh,
like the,
so
pencil.
The pencil, oh,
the pencil grinding.
See,
oh,
and if you haven't listened to any of these episodes, you will not get the inside jokes. So
you have to, please, you guys, if you want to laugh right along with this, please just listen. Just
about
you, Emma, like, what's your favorite episode?
Oh man, now I gotta think of my top 3. Well, again, Cupid Sucks at Archery, that was like our just fun Valentine's Day special, and that's just so funny. And yeah, there were a lot of laughs in that one. So great,
pure comedy.
Oh, what else was another favorite episode of mine? I really liked, oh man, I did like the Crave Rave. That was one of my favorite ones too, where we talked about food. That
oh was, girl, our friendship, I mean, was on the line.
It was, it was. But it, see, that was so funny though, because again, like, we just talked about food for like half an hour. And like we said, like, it's not like a heavy topic, but like, it's fun, you know,
and
to just talk
me
about
a lot about pesto. Girl, I just tried pesto like a couple days ago, and I'm like, you could put this, you know, the Red
Frank's
Hot commercial.
Red Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I put this on everything, like literally pesto. Oh,
it's
my God.
So good, I'm telling you. It pesto is so underrated, but aren't I right? Like, it's so good.
It, honestly, I didn't. And it's because of you. It's because of you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm gonna try.
You're
it.
Welcome.
And
you're
I
welcome.
Put it on some like dim sums. No,
ooh,
wontons.
That could be good. Ooh, I've never had that, but that sounds good.
At Walmart, there's like Korean barbecue dumplings, and I boiled it, and I'm like, okay, this inside is great, but like, it's dough, so I'm like, okay, what's dough? Pasta. I'm like, okay, we're gonna do a fusion of two cultures, and it was the best decision ever made in my life.
And I'm intrigued now. I think I gotta do that. Yeah. And then I think, ooh, what's an? And then my final top 3. Oh man, I did like, ooh, ooh,
ooh.
Oh, girl, the girl boss. Girl boss.
Yes.
Girl boss, that shit. Oh, man.
Girl that, boss, that shit. Oh, I my was, gosh.
That is one of my favorites. I just think it was so good. And, like, I just felt like we really channeled, like, our best energy into that.
Yes,
and
the empowerment was insane.
Yes. Oh, that's got to be one of my favorites.
Yes. So, you know, it's going to age so well, like, it honestly.
It will. I feel like there's a lot of good advice that we both gave in that episode that was really on point.
Truly.
So I know you kind of mentioned this in like your favorite episodes, but what was like your favorite mini series that we like recorded? Because there were several mini series.
It is. I think the top 10. I like
yes!
those.
Yes. Those were so good.
And
I
it was
love
great
those.
Because we don't, you guys, you have to understand, we do not talk amongst each other. It's like, hey, this is my list. No, we don't.
No.
we don't do that. So it's nice to see two different perspectives. I'm like, oh, this is what you watch. Oh, I watch this. And like, oh, this is what you read. Oh, I read these. This is what you listen to. Like the whole comment on the get the liquid sex. I mean.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Sorry,
musicians. If you want to know who said that, make sure you go head over and check that one out.
Please do. And it was.
Why didn't we do a top 10 books? We did like music. We never did movies. Girl, actually, that's actually probably a good thing we didn't, because I got too many books that I like.
So. I think that's why I'm like, you know what? Will she be able to do it?
I wouldn't be able to. Would you be able to?
I don't think so, because now most of my books is comics. I'm so sad. I need good literature, because these manga books, I'm going off to the deep end, truly.
I think my favorite miniseries, it wasn't like an official miniseries, because I mean, you and I both really like the Think Tanks as well. That was like one of our most popular miniseries we had. But I liked our little mini unofficial game series. It wasn't like official where like, you know, where we'd start our Think Tanks or top 10s off like this is the top 10. It was kind of just like we did like a bunch of different games. We did, you know, we did Never Have I Ever. We did Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yes.
We did Would You Rather. And so I think that was so fun. I liked, or the last time I, like, those, like, fun little mini games. Because hopefully you, like, played along with us.
Yes, we hope. That's the best part of it, honestly.
It's, like, the interaction, I definitely would say. And I think the other thing, too, and this was one that Jade and I, we unfortunately did not get to do. But I think if we did come back, we should definitely do it, is the new ranking thing that's been going on like, Instagram and TikTok, where it's, like, they're a 10, but, like, they do this. Like, I think that would have been such a fun episode to record. And
just low-key roasting everything.
I love it. I love it. Yes. I think that would have been so great.
Oh, it's coming back. We have to. Most definitely.
Oh, we definitely have to. Now, I don't know if you remember any of these things, and who knows, maybe we don't have one, but was there, like, an episode you remember that was, like, kind of challenging to record?
Ooh, girl. I have a couple. But,
what high-pitched voice was that?
I don't know. I wish, man, you don't call me Mariah Carey hit any notes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But I think my most challenging one would probably be this one. It's not even about getting like on schedule and getting people together and like trying to get people to like be on the podcast and scheduling. But this right here, it pulls on my heartstrings a lot, and it's very difficult. So yeah, this is by far the hardest one. Yeah,
believe it or not, I think the most challenging episode to record. I don't know if you remember this, but it was also Cupid Sucks at Archery. Because I don't know if you remember this, because I've done a lot of editing for this, and I remember one time something like messed up their audio or something, and so the episode that's out, the official Cupid Sucks at Archery that is out on all the podcast platforms, that's actually the second rendition of it. We actually recorded a first episode before that, but then the audio was wonky, or like it didn't fully record. So like,
and guys, it was that one right there. Oh my gosh.
And
that was...
so I remember Jade and I, we literally had to like re-record that entire episode over again, because like I don't know why, if the audio I think just was really, I just think the audio cut out a whole lot, and
it was unfortunate.
But it's still fine, because the one that's out right now is incredible.
Yes,
it's,
most definitely.
It's awesome. And I also should mention, too, this is not, like, a mini-series at all, because it was just kind of whatever topic we were spring moment. But we do, I should say, we should need to, or that did not sound right at all. Anyways, But I, okay, what I'm trying to say is we need to thank Success, Phil, Sam, Ethan, Z, Annika, Max, Juliet, Justin, Kobe, and Sel for all appearing. They were all of our guests over the last four seasons. It was quite something. Yeah, we had a lot of guests.
We really did, more than because you guys, we always wanted to like achieve having guests, and we were kind of shy, and it wasn't like that point where we were trying to integrate, you know, just different opinions other than our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was nice to have everyone, and we thank everyone really truly.
Yes, all of your episodes are so funny. All of you had just the best insight on whatever questions we brought to the table. I just think it was so much fun to have all of you guys on the show. And to those who had maybe wanted to be on the show, don't worry about it again, because like we said, this is not like the official ending of Pinkies Up. This is just a little temporary break, so just, you know, keep your eyes and calendars open, because yes, you don't know when we'll reach out next.
So a hiatus.
Yes, it's more of a hiatus. Yeah, that's a good word to describe it. And also, speaking of all of the guests who were, a lot of them were listeners of our podcast, mm-hmm. but I checked our analytics, and we have had viewers not only in the U.S., but in Germany, the U.K., Argentina, France, Indonesia, South Africa, Sweden, and Denmark.
Oh, my international listeners. Oh, how we love you so much.
We love you guys. This is so crazy. I mean, holy crap. I mean, anywhere in the U.S., like, you know, that's crazy. But the fact that we were going overseas with our podcast in different countries, like, that really means a lot to us.
I just
like,
want to know, how did you guys find us?
Yes. Like, how did you find us? Like, that's something that's so crazy. I'm so glad that you guys have liked those episodes. And it's just crazy the fact that you, like, found us and have been enjoying it. So, like,
and the thing is, it's the consistency. It's not like one person, oh, I just looked one time. No, it's like the consistent listeners. So thank you so much, you guys. Really do appreciate it.
We really do appreciate it. And then I think this is another really good question, but what do you think that doing this podcast has like given you?
Oh my gosh, honestly, it's given me like confidence. And I know it's crazy, like, oh Jada, you're already confident. I am, in a way, but at the same time, it gave me a type of confidence to like actually do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always mm-hmm. say, like, hey, we should do this one day, and Emma was the person to be like, hey, we can really do this if you want to do this. I'm like, are you serious? Just like, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's go. So mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. podcast gave me the confidence to do things and go for it. And honestly, because of that mentality and just learning that behavior, it's been honestly pushing me to do a lot more great things, and just going up to people and be like, hey, this is what I do. This is what I have to offer. And would you like to be part of that? And it's nice to be able to say that. So yeah, this is giving me a lot of confidence. What about you?
I would definitely have to agree with you on that term, because yeah, I mean, just being able to, like, I think because our whole thing on Pinkies Up is, you know, always be questioning, and always like their thing is like, you know, keep your pinkies up. We spilled the tea here on like a lot of different subjects, and a lot of them are fun, but you know, even with our guests, and then even when it's just been the two of us, but like being open to listening to new ideas. Mm-hmm. And I was already a pretty fairly open-minded person before we started this podcast, but like kind of like you said, like the confidence to, you know, listen to other people and like their thoughts and opinions and views, I think is so, it's been so rewarding in that sense. But also I feel that being able to just, yeah, reach out and like have a conversation with someone and know like what they're thinking about, and just kind of being curious, like, you know, what are these people thinking, or like what are their topics, or like their thoughts on this topic.
And another thing is just giving people the opportunity to voice their opinions. It's like nice to have that platform.
Yes. And I think it's been so fun too, because we have had a lot of like fun low-key conversations with, you know, like Success and Z, and, you know, just like really low-key conversations that are just really fun. And then, you know, we had the three guys from Yamahopper 7, yes. Phil, Sam, and Ethan. They all, you know, came on. And then Annika was talking about music on her guest episode. Yes. And then, you know, and then it was just fun kind of towards, you know, at the beginning of season 4 when I had my friends Max and Julia, and you had your friends Sel, Kobe, and Justin on the show, just to kind of talk about like love and relationship stuff, because I thought that those two episodes were really fun, because, you know, Cupid Sucks at Archery is an episode that we've really pride ourselves on, but to get, yes, like, ma'am, other people's opinions, it was kind of like a mini Cupid sucks at archery for like both of us, and so
yes,
I think that was so fun to kind of capture that and like get other people's perspectives on it, like I had mentioned.
It was it's just seeing just the different perspectives. It's just amazing. It's a truly honor. Like it's I feel honored to be like the part of that. Truly,
yes, I think it's just been so great. And like we said, we don't know when we'll be back from our little hiatus, but we just want to let you guys know that these episodes are not going anywhere.
Anywhere. So absolutely not. No.
They're not going to be deleted. They're not going to be archived. They will still be on any platform that you are on, any of the platforms that you listen to us on. They are not going away anytime soon.
You know, it's funny when you said that, I just remember like, you know, those old people, once you put it on the internet, it's there forever. Well, that's what it is. It's here forever. So,
but it's fun because I've gone back and listened to some of our old episodes, like when we were first starting, like in the, like in January of 2021. Yes. And we were still kind of like developing into who we wanted to be for our podcast. But it's also kind of fun because in some of the episodes we have had conversations where I listen to it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember exactly what was going on in my head at that time. Or like, I remember what life was like. And it's fun to hear things of like what was going on in like your life too at that same time, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I like totally forgot about that. And
have you ever have you ever listened to a video? I'm like, hey, I wonder if I still feel this way now that it's been a year. And I'm like, I have the same response. I'm like, I guess I didn't change.
Sometimes with like the humor, I would say I'm like, oh wow, my humor the same.
Literally. You know what I mean? Exactly.
But for the most part, actually, it's been fairly like similar, if you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like my thoughts on some certain topics have changed, but also like for the most part I'm like, the humor is still there.
Oh yeah.
And like how we've improved as like hosts, I think, has also been very fun too.
Yes, it's like a lot of maturing.
Yes, and it's been cool to see that evolve over the last like a year and a half. I think it's been really fun to see like us evolve and like how our content has changed. And
oh my gosh, our baby's almost 2 years old.
It's like grow up so fast.
So fast.
So fast. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this mini little episode of Pinkies Up. Again, we're just turning over a new leaf. And yes. Then this cup of tea, the leaves turn, but it's still good content.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you know, as time goes, just as tea, the longer it goes, the longer it sits, the better it gets, you know? So,
yes.
I promise you.
We definitely, Jade and I, we love doing this podcast. We love doing it not just ourselves, but we love doing it for you guys too. And so, in the future, we would love to come back with a season 5 with a bunch of new content that's really fun and funny and relatable with more guests. But again, like we said, the timing is not working out for us coming this fall. But
who knows where we'll be in the future. Just watch out, you guys. Just watch out.
And who knows? This will give us plenty of time to get more guests, more content, and better stories for you guys.
Yes. I'm really excited to see what stories we conjure up in the like later down the line. Like I feel like it's gonna be hilarious.
It'll be hilarious, it'll be funny, and it'll be fresh. Tea is supposed to be amazing.
Yes, ma'am. And on that note, content. Yes, ma'am. And on that note, you guys, I just want to say I love you guys. We love you so much. And we hope to keep you guys to follow our socials, you know. Mine is Instagram. It's, what is it? Jada, Jada _ Chianti, Chianti. And that's my Instagram. And Emma, yours?
Oh, mine is Emma_Johnson66.
And I don't know if Snapchat's gonna die yet. I don't know where that's
let's just keep it strictly on Instagram right now, because right, that's why I feel like I've gotten a lot of messages from and like feedback, you know.
Well, on that note, you guys, DM us, let us know. Like, I can't talk, jeez. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied, but anyways, DM us, let us know that you're a listener, and tell us your thoughts, and maybe give us a couple more ideas for the future.
We're always open to that.
Yes, and on that note, keep those pinkies up.
Bye.
Bye.